The shape you saw me in was caused by the ill will of a stronger king, from whose enchantments you have this instant freed me. What I have seen of you and your conduct toward your wicked brothers make me willing to serve you. Therefore, attend to what I tell you. Whoever shall climb to the top of that mountain from which you see the golden river springing forth, and shall cast into the stream at its source 3 drops of holy water, for him and for him only, the river shall turn to gold. But no one failing in his attempt can succeed in a second. And if anyone shall cast unholy water into the river, he will become a black stone.
So saying, the king of the Golden River turned away and deliberately walked into the center of the hottest flame of the furnace. His figure became red, white, dazzling, a blaze of light, rose, trembled, and disappeared. The king of the Golden River had evaporated.
"Oh!"
cried poor Gluck, running to look up the chimney after him.
"Oh, dear, dear me! My mug! My mug! My mug!"
Chapter 3. How Hans and Schwartz Journeyed to the Golden River. The king of the Golden River had hardly disappeared before Hans and Schwartz came roaring into the house very drunk. The discovery of the total loss of their last piece of gold made them just sober enough to be able to stand over Gluck, beating him very steadily for a quarter of an hour. Then they dropped into a couple of chairs and requested to know what he had got to say for himself. Gluck told them his story, of which, of course, they did not believe a word. They beat him again till their arms were tired and staggered to bed. In the morning, however, the steadiness with which he stuck to his story made them believe him, and immediately the two brothers began to quarrel as to which of them should be the first to make the journey to the Golden River. Soon they drew their swords and began fighting.